sweetheart. Hope you're having a really good morning. Today we're going to speak about manifestation. How to draw things that you want into your life. So often we take ourselves off the path of our destiny by focusing on what someone else has. We get so consumed by things and goings on in someone else's life that we start focusing our attention on what we lack. Usually, the things that they may have in their lives are not always the things that would suit ourselves. For example, your partner might have a really good job, and you may feel, I don't have a career. But that job would suit him or her. If you had to go into that career, you may not necessarily like it. The same when it comes to a friend who may have a certain partner. We may not be attracted to that partner, but we may look at it and focus on how they're enjoying their life, as opposed to us drawing the energy and manifesting our partner towards us. Now, we may not realize that when we are focusing our energy and putting all our thoughts on negatives, we are creating a negative circle of energy around us. And then we start drawing negativity toward us. Now, we may not do this purposefully. Nobody in their right mind would want to draw negative things toward them. But when we get into a certain spot and we start focusing on the negatives, we become a little pit that sucks in all the negative energy. And we start to feel that decay and that rot of our lives, feeling like it's not moving forward. Now, you've got to focus on you. And it's very, very important to identify exactly what it is you want. Identify it, tell yourself, I would like this. Remind yourself why you would like it. And then go about thinking about it, putting that positive energy and finding a way to replace your negativity. Now, a lot of times we may say, but I'm not a negative person. But every time you encounter something and you think a negative or an envious thought about somebody else, you are now becoming even more negative and you are creating a negative spin around you. You are whirling around with this negative energy, and after a while it will consume your space. It's not difficult to start creating positive affirmations, but make these positive affirmations ones that would suit you. If they are not suitable to you, and if you're saying it because it's the right thing to do, and you're not completely feeling it, it's not going to come out purely. So you're going to have to again remind yourself why you want this positivity in your life. You're going to have to make peace with the negativity. For example, you may have spent 4 years or 5 years in the wrong relationship. And you may look at someone else in a very happy relationship and feel they have it all. and feel a bit annoyed, thinking, why don't I have this? I'm good. I want something positive, and I want to be happy. But you have not let go of the frustration that you have shared in that relationship that has not worked out. And you are now comparing your life to someone else. So your energy will be rushed, because it's a rush to be happy. Happiness is not a destination. Happiness is a process. If you start feeling that process from within, you light up that ball of fire in your belly, you will start drawing things to you. There is no real magic in being happy. It starts with you. We all have a happiness factory within ourselves. We have to look at finding it, identifying it, exploring it, and just feeling happy with every little thing. And this is how we start drawing positive energy toward us. You need to also focus on the fact that we have a purpose in this life. And we're going to have to look at how we attract things to get us closer to our reason, our why. When we don't understand what our why is, we're going to end up figuring out things that make no sense to us. So it is very important to first try to work on your purpose while you're awakening up the happiness factory. Because these two things start working in tandem with each other. But when we take our eyes off the prize and we look at other people and we allow a thread of negativity, it shows in our face, it shows in our smile, it shows in our voice, and then we start creating this whirlpool around us that sucks us away from our direction. So there are a few tricks and tips towards manifesting the right energy. And the one is going to be being very, very brutally honest and asking yourself, how do you totally feel? If you do have a bit of a green-eyed monster surfacing, it's okay. It's okay that there are times when you feel a bit envious. But if you identify it and recognize it and tell yourself, why am I allowing that to consume my energy? Why am I allowing that to temporarily limit me and to stop my positive energy from coming my way? And then you look at ways on how to replace it, how to eradicate the green-eyed monster. Because remember, you may feel envious of someone's car or their new handbag or their relationship. But as time passes, you would have all of those things too. Or perhaps previously, you have had all of those things as well. So don't allow that temporary emotion to take you off course and to stop allowing yourself to manifest the magic. So identify it and tell yourself, I cannot give in to this habit. Feeling green-eyed is making me become a bit moody, become irritable. It's changing things. You know, there are certain people that they compare their lives to other people, and then they feel they need to live up to that. They feel they need to have implants or change the way they look or whatever they may want to do. And if that's okay with them, that's okay. Each person can do what they feel like. But when it becomes an addiction, we then end up going into social envy, where we feel, I don't look good enough. And we've taken ourselves totally off course of our pathway into now wanting to be something else and someone else. So let's take ourselves back to where we are. You may feel this tinge. Find a way to replace it. It's not going to happen overnight. It will take time. But the fact that you are taking these steps toward it makes it easier. Then look at hobbies. Do you have any hobby that's creating a rush within you, that's creating a great energy thrill, that makes you feel like I can take on the world? Because when we get our adrenaline flowing, we again feel so happy that we feel excitable and we start drawing this good energy toward us. For me, I like having a dance, even if I'm cooking or cleaning. I would put on some music and I feel very happy. I might sing along and I may dance. And one of my hobbies is to cook. So find something that gets your adrenaline going. I also love walking, so I do lots of walking when I can. And I would say find some healthy habits that can make you feel alive and get your adrenaline going. Make peace with your past. Because when we don't do that, we revisit the past mentally and emotionally, and we get all wound up and worked up. When we've not made peace with the past, when we've not accepted that friendship was not good, I'm going to close that door. That person has upset me, I'm going to be open with them and close that door. We tend to repeat emotional patterns where we feel frustrated, we feel distraught, and we feel angry. And we end up becoming an angry person. So because of this anger that surrounds us, it then again becomes very difficult to manifest this fabulous energy and fabulous life that we want to. I hope these tips help you. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Lots of love.